SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wholesale prices rocketed higher last month, although the increase was less than economists had been expecting. Prices up 4% from a year ago, a 0.5% increase from February, according to the Producer Price Index. Sexual misconduct allegations are chasing two members of Congress from Capitol Hill. Democrat Eric Swalwell of California is quitting Congress. Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas says he's leaving Congress as well. President Trump says the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports is working, and he says it's no heavy lift for the American military.
They're doing no business. I didn't like seeing boats come out if they were doing business with Iran, but if they weren't, no boats came out. So now Iran is doing absolutely no business, and we're going to keep it that way very easily.
Pakistan is proposing a new round of talks between the U.S. and Iran, and there are reports that those talks could take place before the end of the week. L.A. public school teachers, they'll be staying on the job.
Los Angeles schools have waited a strike as the school district and the unions representing support staff reached a tentative deal. The district serves nearly 400,000 students in Southern California. Local 99 of the Service Employees International Union announced that it won a tentative agreement with major gains, including raises and more hours. The district announced that an agreement in principle had been reached, allowing schools to reopen. Teachers, parents, and staff had been prepared to walk out for a strike if the deal was not reached. I'm high up in 20.
$4.11 per gallon, that is this morning's national average for gasoline. AAA says it is about a penny cheaper than yesterday. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 118 points, NASDAQ ahead 224. This is SRN News. Americans support religious freedom.
Much is made of the deep divisions in society on a wide range of issues, but the Beckett Fund reports that when it comes to faith, most of us agree that we and our neighbors should be free. Beckett, which is a Christian legal group, has published a report saying, quote, "Far from being a source of division, religious liberty has the potential to unify the American people around one of our oldest and most ennobling guiding principles." The Supreme Court seems to agree. Several unanimous or near unanimous decisions have been rendered in recent years on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mason Temple, the church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It will be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant. It's part of a nearly $18 million package for Memphis projects included in the annual congressional appropriations process. The package also includes $3 million for the restoration of historic Claiborne Temple, staging area for the 1968 sanitation workers' strike that brought King to Memphis. A housing shortage is preventing millions of people from living the American dream of home ownership. That's the conclusion of the Trump administration, which says we could use 10 million more houses.
The new report from the White House Council of Economic Advisors lays out a blueprint for how more construction could help the middle class and the overall U.S. economy. It says building more housing units would lower prices and increase home ownership by putting a home within reach of more American families. Among the ideas the president has proposed in the past, reducing regulations, and speeding up the permitting process for builders. Bob Agner reporting.
An aviation safety bill looking to address lessons learned from last year's mid-air collision of a jet and an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. will come up for a vote today. But the families of the 67 victims, as well as key senators, think that the bill still needs to be strengthened. More details, srnnews.com.